I specialize in a very specific type of security. Subconscious security.
You're talking about dreams?
Dom Cobb operates in the shadowy world of other people's dreams. Using a combination of technology and pharmacology, he exploits a technique that brings Cobb and his team into a client's or victim's sleep to search out personal or business secrets.
Then you break in and steal it.
Well, it's not strictly speaking legal.
It can be for industrial espionage to learn the plans of a competitor, or for political purposes to find dirt on an opponent. But for his big score, Cobb is trying something new. Inception. Instead of taking secrets away, he and his team will plant an idea so that when the victim awakes, he'll believe he thought of it himself.
I'm just doing what I know. I'm doing what you taught me.
I never taught you to be a thief.
No, you taught me to navigate people's minds, but after what happened, there weren't a whole lot of legitimate ways for me to use that skill.
Writer-director Christopher Nolan launched his career with Memento and Insomnia, mysteries that delve into how reality can be in the mind of the beholder. He also explored dark recesses of the subconscious in the action hits Batman Begins and The Dark Knight. And Nolan says Inception goes on an even deeper inner journey.
I've been fascinated by dreams really my whole life, since I was a kid. And I think the relationship between movies and dreams is something that's always interested me. And I've liked the idea of trying to portray dreams on film. And for me, the primary interest in dreams and in making this film is this notion that your mind, while you're asleep, you can create an entire world that you're also experiencing without realizing that you're doing that. And I think that says a lot about the potential of the human mind, particularly the creative potential. It's something I found fascinating.
Leonardo DiCaprio stars as mind thief Cobb and says Nolan's audacious mix of action and science demands full attention of both actors and audience.
I try to take a traditional sort of approach to researching this project and doing preparation for it, and read books on dream analysis, Freud's book on, you know, the analysis of dreams, and try to research it. But I realize this is Chris Nolan's dream world. It has its own structure and its own set of rules that apply in it.
You create the world of the dream. We bring the subject into that dream, and they fill it with their subconscious.
How could I ever acquire enough detail to make them think that it's reality?
Well, dreams, they feel real while we're in them, right? It's only when we wake up that we realize something was actually strange.
This story structure was extremely ambitious in the fact that simultaneously you had four different states of the human subconscious that represented different dream states, and each one affected the other. And what was startling to me and how sort of complicated the screenplay was seeing it in a visual format. That's the sort of magic of movie making. And it was a lot easier to understand that than I ever thought it would be. And that's a testament to how engaging movies are and the visual medium is.
You mustn't be afraid to dream a little bigger, darling.
Writer-director Nolan says the worldwide success of his Batman adventures, especially the 2008 blockbuster The Dark Knight, gave him the unique chance to make an unconventional studio film.
With the success of The Dark Knight, you know, we were in a position where the studio is prepared to put a lot of faith in us and trust us to really do something special. Those opportunities are very rare for filmmakers, and so I felt a responsibility to really try and do something memorable with it.
Along with many wow action scenes and visually stunning dreamscapes, Inception does demand attention from the audience. But co-star Cillian Murphy, in a telephone interview, says he believes it can be enjoyed on many levels.
I think people really like to be challenged when they go to the cinema, and you watch it and you want to go back again and take more from it. Because a film like this, it can appeal to people who want to go for their thrills and spills and their big action spectacular, and it'll appeal to people who want to go and be stimulated intellectually, and that's rare too.
You know what I'm offering? You have to let them decide for themselves.
Money.
Not just money. You remember. It's the chance to build cathedrals, entire cities, things that never existed, things that couldn't exist in the real world.
The international cast of Inception features Oscar winners Michael Caine and Marion Cotillard, also Ken Watanabe, Ellen Page, and Joseph Gordon-Levitt. Like the story's dreams, the locations hopscotch the globe, from the snowy mountains of Canada to the coast of Morocco, as well as the streets of Paris, New York, and Los Angeles. Alan Silverman for the Voice of America in Hollywood.